There's a resolution apparently in sight to weeks of nightly confrontations between protesters and federal agents at a federal courthouse in Portland, Oregon. This morning, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced that federal agents will begin to withdraw. With us now is Maxine Bernstein. She covers federal courts and law enforcement for the Oregonian. And Maxine, what can you tell us about this resolution?
So Oregon's Governor Kate Brown announced this morning that federal officers are going to start pulling out of Portland tomorrow on Thursday in a phased approach, and instead Oregon State Police troopers will move in to back up the Federal Protective Service officers to safeguard the federal courthouse in downtown Portland.
Okay, so troopers will replace those federal agents. Just this morning, President Trump called protesters anarchists and said agents aren't leaving Portland until the city is secured. Let's listen to that.
So either they clean out Portland, the governor and the mayor, who are weak, either they clean out Portland or we're going in to do a storm. Okay, thank you very much.
Maxine, how has the presence of these agents at the courthouse escalated the situation over the past few weeks, and will it be different with having the troopers there versus the agents?
Yeah, the federal officers, many of whom were clad in camouflage fatigues, triggered a huge escalation in the number of demonstrators who would show up and come out in the streets. And the focus of the demonstrations turned from Black Lives Matter to demands that the feds go home. And oftentimes the large demonstrations during the day would devolve at night into violent clashes between some in the some outside the courthouse who were just intent on driving the federal officers out of the city and would be throwing fireworks and other objects at officers trying to cut down or tear down the fence outside, and resulted almost predictably with federal officers responding with tear gas and firing impact munitions into the crowd that led to numerous injuries of peaceful demonstrators, of journalists, of legal observers, of many in the crowd, and it sparked multiple civil suits against the federal law enforcement.
Yeah, I mean, this we're just hearing more about federal agents withdrawing. But what's being said about the administration's decision to then send in troops?
Well, Oregon's governor, the Portland's mayor, they all rejected and called on the Trump administration to keep the federal officers out of the city. And despite their pleas, that the officers arrived, and there were about 114 here that were based at the courthouse, and the federal Trump administration argued that the officers were here to defend the federal courthouse, but there were questions about whether the officers exceeded their authority under the Homeland Security Act, because there were times when the officers left the property of the courthouse and would push back demonstrators blocks from the building and would make arrests outside blocks away.
So there's lots of developments here. And as you've laid out for us, what feels like a very much a chaotic scene, you being both inside of the courthouse and outside of the courthouse. Of course, this is a developing story that we will continue to follow. Maxine Bernstein covers federal courts and law enforcement for the Oregonian newspaper. Thank you, Maxine.
Thank you. Appreciate it.